Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so glad to be with you, you, and you today. Oh, it's a pleasure to be with my friends. Yes, all of you. Oh, I send greetings to you, you, and you, wherever you are at this moment, whatever you're doing, whatever condition you're in at this time, whether you're lying in your bed, on your couch, in your recliner, or just sitting at the kitchen table. I just want you to know today we love you, we love you, we really love you. And we want the best for you, you, and you. And we are praying for you and trust that you're praying for us here. And the number to call now, so if we don't have your name for request now, we want you to call 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a call, if you will, today, and just let us know if you have been enjoying everything, huh? Will you do that? All right. Praise the Lord. Now, here is Sister Day. I didn't tell him
who I was, huh? And that was Apostle Porter.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Thanking you for this day, Lord. A day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. We thank you for it. We thank you for the joy, the laughter, knowing that nothing can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. We just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and all those that we are praying for, O God. Father, for forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we continue to say thank you. We glorify you and magnify you, Lord. We continue to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that is due unto you, O God. Now, Father, as we touch and agree with our listeners, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father God, on those that ask us, Lord, Father, to pray for their loved ones or even for themselves, Lord, Father, we thanking you, Lord, Father, for hearing our prayer, Lord. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father. You know what they're in need of, and we're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Fatima, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to give her the strength that she needs, Lord, Father, and let her, Lord, Father, continue to keep her mind stayed upon you and continue, O God, to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that belongs to you, Lord, Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that you will never leave her nor forsake her, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for just touching her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Naomi. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father God, for keeping her right now, Lord, Father. Continue to build her immune system, Lord, Father. Father, as she continue to go to chemo, Lord, Father, you know her situation, Father, and we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for just touching her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Kenya. Father, touch her as well, Lord Father. Father, continue, Lord Father God, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch her body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said by your stripes we are healed, and we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue continually, Lord Father, flowing through and through her, Lord Father. Father, she know what you have done for her, Lord Father God. And we know, Lord Father, that it was nobody but you that she's still here. And we thanking you, glorifying and magnifying you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Deshaun, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for what could have been a bad situation, Lord Father God. You turn it around, Lord Father. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father. We ask, Lord Father, that he seek your face, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, it was no one but you in the prayers, Lord Father. We thanking you and glorifying you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, for each and every one right now, Lord Father, within this nation right now, Lord Father. Father, as we come against that coronavirus, Lord Father, we place the blood, Lord Father God, upon, Lord Father, our homes today, Lord Father. Father, our spiritual and natural house today, Lord Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over it right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods right now, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus for those that have to go out, Lord Father, that are on the front line right now, Lord Father. Father, cover them under the blood. Father, those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior. Well, Father, we pray right now, Lord Father, that your soldiers right now, Lord Father, rise up. And, Father, talk to them, Lord Father. Lead them right now, Lord Father, to you, knowing that there is no other God but you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch them right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for just keeping them there, Lord Father. Father, as they continue to tend to the sick, as they continue to keep us safe, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for using them, Lord Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, knowing in this day and time, you take nothing and no one, Lord Father God, for granted, Lord Father. Father, as we don't take you for granted, Lord Father, we thanking you and glorifying and magnifying you, Lord. Father God, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, touch them right now, Lord Father. Let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord Father God, as I hold before you, Lord Father God, my apostle and bishop, O God. We ask you right now, Lord Father, to continue to keep them, Lord Father, covered under the blood, Lord Father. My pastors, Sharon and George, keep them covered under the blood, Lord Father. Father, you say we are to pray for our leaders, Lord Father. So, Father, we're praying right now for our leaders. We're praying right now, Lord Father, for the fivefold ministry. We're praying right now, Lord Father God, for the president, the vice president, oh God, that entire cabinet right there, Lord Father. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord Father, that they can do no more than you allow them, Lord Father. So we speak to your people this day to rise up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Put on their marching shoes right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you and glorifying you. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle, my bishop, deacon right now, Lord Father God, as you increase in them as the word come forth, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast right now, Lord, canceling every assignment that would send towards this broadcast to hinder anyone speaking or listening. We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to just have your way. We thank you for healing and deliverance being on this broadcast today. We thanking you for praise report. We thank you for those, Lord Father God, that is coming to you right now in the name of Jesus, accepting you as their Lord and Savior, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for each and every praise report right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, did you hear your name? If you didn't, well, give us the call at 347-857-3925, and you will hear. And if not, we will just pray. Anyhow, amen, because we love you. Yes, because we love you. Just because. Oh, praise God. We thank God for Sister Diane praying. Praise the Lord. Amen. For you, you, and you. We thank God for it today. We thank God for, especially for you, being there to hear it. Amen. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe I said this before, but I'll tell you this again. Praise God. God cannot be confined to churches contained within creeds, restricted to religions, or destroyed by doubters. God cannot be confined in churches contained within creeds, restricted to religions, or destroyed by doubters. Just because you don't believe don't mean you can destroy God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for Bishop being here with us. Amen. And we thank God for Deacon Mike. You with us, Deacon?
Amen.
Did you go live?
Yeah.
All right.
And shall not die and declare the works of the Lord among the land of the living.
Amen. Come on, say it now. Go ahead. I don't mind you saying it. Say it anyhow. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you, we had such a wonderful time in our Bible talk upon last evening. Yes, it was a wonderful Bible talk. We always have a good time talking with you. And you out there that be silent, get involved. You know, I know you got some questions you could ask or something, you know. And it makes it more interesting and challenging to the speaker, too. Yes, it's challenging there, too, for questions. Then we could toss it around and see everybody's, you know, opinion, ideas, or whatever about the question that you asked, you know. See, so don't be afraid. Don't just sit up there and listen. And we discuss it, and if we don't have the answer, somebody may have an answer, you see. It's wonderful. I love those kind of times, you know. Very challenging, very challenging. Oh, you get the adrenaline goes up, you know, when you start discussing it. Not get mad now, but just let the adrenaline just pump up in, you know, take up. Over, make it interesting. Everybody want to join in. You know, everybody want to talk about it. Everybody want to be involved. So you be involved. Ask some questions. You know you want to ask a question. You ain't asked no question when you went to church, did you? Mm-hmm. Well, ask questions then, okay? Say, Bible talk. Bible talk, Tuesday night, Tuesday night. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, you know, if I ask you a question today, I'm going to have trouble getting you an answer today, ain't I?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm? Now, you home, got plenty rest. Ain't going to say you tired and you got to work and you so tired. But you got plenty rest. You can't run out shopping. Ain't no sense in buying no clothes. Ain't no who gonna see them. Hmm? Come on now. Ain't nothing you can get done. But do what? Think about the question. Ask a question. A question you've been wanting to know all the time. You know, some of you walk around with, I wonder, 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 wonder. See, instead of just asking the question, no question is wrong. Okay? Just because you want to know. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. I'm telling you now. Amen. So we're leaving it open. I don't mind. You know, if I can't answer it, I'll hang it over there at the bishop. Amen. Or Diane or Deke or somebody. Hey, yeah, somebody may have it. Listen here. Let me say, that is it. All of these things come about more or better, you know. And we have fun. I call it having fun, you know. Because you ask questions, we answer, we talk about it, what you think about it, and different things like that. And listen, isn't that a good way to have good time in church?
Yeah.
See, it ain't you gonna say, child, I don't want to go to church, it's so boring. Get involved, it won't be boring, okay? Amen. I'm just telling you, amen, I'm just telling you how to have fun, you know. Now, we may not, some people are going to their churches, going to these churches and everything. They are going and all, okay, that's their prerogative, okay? They go do whatever they, whichever way they feel it's necessary that they should do. And others go by, you know, telephone, telegraph, tell us something. They own something, you know, electronic, you know, way. And since it's there, let's use it for the glory of God. Amen. Isn't that right? And if it's used for that, this is the right time to use it. All right. So therefore, we would come this way, in this manner. So each person to its own. You know, whichever way you feel comfortable or you feel like God is leading you. Don't nobody get mad. It ain't nothing to get mad about. That's dumb. You know, that means you need to go back to the altar and get saved if you get mad over something like that, you know, at all. So that's good, isn't it? Isn't it good? Yeah, it's good, you know. Amen. I know your children can't have Sunday school. Yes, they can. Right on the line. You let them listen. And listen, you know what? They can have Sunday school. When you learn something, you go and break it down to them. How about that? Hmm? Now, isn't that a way for them to learn about the Bible? Come on. That's your Bible homework, okay? Your Bible homework. That's what you have, see? I got a way for you now. Hello. Oh, yeah. You know, you ain't got to say, well, I ain't going to know nothing about God. You're going to know plenty about God when we finish. Amen. Yes, it is. We're going to deal with a lot of subjects, you know. Some of you doubters. Some of you that, you just church, well, you know, that's the way you are, nonchalant. That's where you are, okay? But today, you know, I'm just going to talk a little about you, what's going on. And you see what's going on mostly, but we're going to come in here from the Bible. You know, I tell you, to me, Isaiah, the book of Isaiah is like reading the gospel. See, the book of Isaiah is like reading the gospel. All right. And we may go jump around a few different scriptures and keep up with what I did see. We was talking in 11 a little bit, okay? I'll get there in a minute, praise God. Let me see where I was. I didn't mark my little page. I'm running my mouth, didn't mark my page. amen. All right, I'm going to start with the 11th chapter and 11th verse. 11th chapter and 11th verse is where I'm going to start at. There, I may jump around, you know, and to did I let these gentlemen over here, you know, chime in. Or you on the air can chime in if you feel like it. And the 11th verse say, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time cover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from a sea Assyria and from Egypt and from Patros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. I mean, he ain't leaving nothing out of this. He say he's going to bring it past the second time. Huh? Oh, my God. Listen, when you get on down in here, you see why I said that. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah and from the four corners of the earth. He's going to bring them from the four corners of the earth. And, you know, it has been started. You know that, didn't you? To bring the dispersed Jews, the outcast Jewish nation, from the four corners of the earth. It's already has began, okay? I don't know what they're doing right now since this virus is roaming around the place. I don't know where they are now at this moment, but I know this is what has been happening. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. Get your stuff together. What is God saying, huh? Stop all the madness. We got so much drama going on, so much hate and envy and jealousy going on, huh? It's going to be cut off, you know. It is going to be cut off. He shall set up an ensign for the nation and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel. And gather together. He said, gather together. Huh? We're not going to be separated like we are now. We're not talking about the distance separation. We are actually separated of heart, of spirit, mind. Everybody has a different way that they want to go. See, and what can you say? They want to do their own thing. This is what is going on. Me, myself, and I is what we want to stick to. But it's no such thing as me, myself, and I. This is what God is trying to say here to us, for us to open our eyes to hear this. The envy also of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah. And Judah shall not vex Ephraim. You see? See the stuff we got going on? My God. God got to cut all that out. But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. See? Hey, when you get this blessing, it's going to be together. See, the blessing they say is coming that we're going to get and all of this that we pass due and everything, huh? We got to get rid of all the madness first, all the drama and all this old evil stuff that we are doing. Amen. To one another.
Amen.
And come together. Amen. It keeps saying together.
Amen.
See, and you're going to do it together. It's better when you do it together.
Yes.
You see? He shall spoil them of the east together. See, we're going to fight the enemy. We're going to conquer the enemy together. We can't do it separate. The black over here, the white over here, the Hispanic over here, the this over there and that one over there because they of that ethnicity. See, all of that. Chinese against blacks, the blacks against Chinese, the Africans against whoever they against, each other. See? It's time now. Well, if I had a message to preach, I'll tell you, it's time now to get it together.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying? It's time now. See, look, with all of this here, God is trying to let us know something. I'm still in control. I'm the one caused all this. Because of what? You have gotten so complacent, so busy, so you important to yourself and not nobody else.
Amen. Amen.
See?
Yes.
Everything else and everybody else, nobody else exists but you.
Come
gotta
on.
Be my way.
Come
it
on.
Must be my way. See?
Right.
This is what we are into today. It ain't no together. Don't you come, I live next door to you, but don't you come over to my house. I don't want you at my house. Okay. All right. Praise God. I know sometimes you got some very bad people, and it's best for them to stay someplace else and not to your house, because you don't get along and you don't do nothing but fight. But see, that's the whole problem. We've got to get rid of the fighting, angry, evil, mad spirit. Huh? Jealous because that one got a new car. The other one jealous because you went in here, it's furniture truck. You seen the furniture truck come to your house. So you know you got some new furniture. See, all of this is madness. You don't need to get mad. You want to get in debt? Go out there and buy some furniture for yourself. Let the truck come to your house. Go buy you a new car so you pay your bill. I don't have to pay it.
Come on now.
See? Ain't got to get mad over it. Say, well, thank God. That's nice. They got them another new car.
Thank you.
Lord, I don't want to be the one paying all them bills. And then when things happen like it's happening now, you can't pay for that new car you got and all that furniture. You're in a problem, don't you? And then you're going to really be jealous with me because I'm doing good because I ain't got all them bills. You see how we allow envy and strife to come up and separate us? Over nothing, material things. We should not, well, I know I'm saved because, look, God bless me. That don't have to be God blessing you. That could be the devil blessing you to keep you out there. You see? He do things to do what? To keep you with him. If you've been a stealer, a robber, and a liar, and a cheat and everything, and you always defrauding somebody, he going to keep you doing that. Because he wants you to lose your soul. He know he don't have a prayer. But you're going to give him all that God has given you for what? Little trinkets? Ain't even worth it. It ain't worth it. Oh, Lord, let me get out of messing with you. Praise God. See what I'm saying? But they shall fly upon the shoulders of the Philistines toward the west. They shall spoil them of the east together. They shall lay their hand upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. Did you see that? I don't care who your enemy is. They have become your footstool. God going to make them your footstool. Did you hear that? Do you know that? Listen what he say. And the Lord shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptians. Did I say just Egyptians? See. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river and shall smite it in the seven streams and make men go over dry shod. And the river have to open up for you. Huh? God did that. He did that. Do you see what I'm saying? He destroyed the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And all he do is what? let his wind just blow over those rivers, seven rivers. His wind just blow over. He make it. Did you know that who are you charging for the tornadoes and the hurricane? Who are you laying that charge to? Now, it's God that speaks to his angels. Is it right?
Amen.
It's God that speaks to the devil.
Amen.
You call this Job, you give you an example. See? He cannot touch God's anointing unless God give them permission to do it. We don't know why all the time things happen to some people that we consider good. We don't know why it's happening to them. The first thing we say with our not knowing mind, we'll say, well, they must have been doing something against God. That's what we say because we don't know no better. You see? But if God, listen, I was reading, one day we was having a lesson, I was reading about when God sent that lying spirit to Saul. Now, he said he did that. You see what I'm saying? He sent the lying spirit. Did you see that? When something is going on, we always saying, well, you know, they weren't doing right by God, and that's why that happened. They sick because they need to do right by God. Sometimes it may be so, but not all the time. God has a reason. Now, he don't tell us everything all the time. You get it? And read this, and there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people. Okay? He got a place for his people. And he going to move whoever he got to move out the way for his promises to come forth for his people. Now, you better believe that. See, even today, for his people today got a highway right there, healing highway. You hear me? Provision highway. Come on now. A way, he has a way made for him on the highway. Okay? God has it for you already. He said what? And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt, the same way. No matter what trouble you are in, what land you are in, God has always made a way for you to make it through.
Amen.
Always, you see. Can you believe it? Even if it looks like there is no highway, there looks like it's nothing. See? It may look like nothing, but what looked like could be it. But you have to take faith and walk through it, or walk over it, or walk on it, whichever way you want to go. Hello, somebody. You want to do it because God already made it. Do you get the picture here today? Stop worrying and start praying. Keep a prayer on your lips morning, noon, and night. No matter what's going on in your house, keep a prayer on your lips. Nobody don't even have to hear you pray, but you pray. Somebody in there crazy, acting crazy in the house, you start praying for them, Lord, help who, whatever, doofus or whoever they is. Help them, Lord. They need help right about now. Just talk to God to yourself. Talk to him. He hear you because you trust him. When you trust him, he hears you. When you call him, he will answer. Huh? Come on now. Come on, come on. They act crazy. People act crazy. And listen, in tight places, in tight times now, and you ain't used to being home with all these people at the house at the same time. You don't even see them on Sunday. See? And now all of a sudden you got a day in and day out. Lord, some nerves can be fried. Ain't that true? You know it is. Huh? You know. And you don't know how to bring peace. See? You don't know how to bring peace. Why you don't know how to bring peace? You ain't never been in that situation, have you? Well, my advice is all I can tell you, start praying. Ask God to show your power up in here. Lord, show forth your power up in here. Let us all do what? Get along together. You can get along over in your room. You get along over in your room. You get along out there on the patio. See? You can push everybody out somewhere. But how about if the Lord bring us together in peace? Huh? I mean, you know some of them houses is like living in hell. Because you ain't been doing it, especially with them children, and they wild. You know that's possible. You know you don't. Well, ain't my child is good. You know you got a worsened child. You can't even stay home with them. You want to send them over to Aunt Charlotte's house. See? That's what you want to do. Now, you know that's the truth. Come on now. God is making a way for us that he going to make it doing that. But do we want it? The whole thing, we do not want what God wants for us. Why is that? And he has the best for us all the time, don't it? But guess what? We never want what God wants for us. You can think about, I don't want the husband that God wants for me. I don't want the wife that God wants for me because she ugly, she fat, she got her teeth missing. She wear a wig. We got all kind of excuses why we don't want what God wants for us. Well, what did the prophet do? The prophet, when God told him to marry the prostitute, he didn't want to marry her, but he had to do what God said, didn't he? Talking about it. You don't know what God gonna tell you to do next. Now, listen, I cannot say this young man did it because God told him, because I don't believe he went to church. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you about a little incident. Well, this man, because he come home one day and he found his wife in bed, as a matter of fact, with a friend, with one of his supposed to be friends.
Have mercy, O Lord.
Well, he flipped his lid, you know.
Oh, mercy, O Lord.
But he chunked out the dough, put out, told her, get up, whatever. But then you figure a person like that ain't going to get nobody else, right? That's what you would figure. But wrong. The man had a very sensible mind. You wouldn't think that, but he had that type of mind. And so he said that he was not going to marry nobody. First, he wasn't going to marry nobody. Then he turned around, and he made up his mind. He went out on the street. He found a little skinny woman, no hair holly on her head, and he got her married. She wasn't a pretty picture. She was not a pretty picture. Believe me, I was there. She was not a pretty picture. He married that woman. Let me tell you. He said, I tell you what, she'll make the best wife from anybody. He dressed her up, fixed her hair, got her done, fixed her up good, married her, and them two lived happily, had children and everything. He had no problem. You see what I'm saying? Now, I ain't say God told him that, because he wasn't going no church talking about no God. But still, it was sensible for him. Now, I don't know about you. Now, don't you go do something like that thinking he's going to get you because she look good. Because then when you get her, she may be a man. Okay? So stay away from that. You make sure God tell you who to get. Okay? Trying to tell you, man or woman, whichever way you go, you's a man, you want a good wife. You's a woman, you want a good husband. That is. Now, let's go on. Enough of meddling. 12 say, and in that day thou shalt say. This is what you're going to say after all this other stuff is over and you done went through all these things with the Ephraims and the Judas and all the confusion you've been through and jealousies you've been through. You know y'all go through a lot of that stuff. You got friends that they laugh in your face, and you know they don't like it. Family, too. They be laughing. They don't like you either. You see? You know that. But listen what you're going to say one of these days. Oh, Lord, I will praise thee, though thou was angry with me. Now, when I read that, I had to laugh. I say, what? Lord, I'm going to praise you even though you're angry with me. Now, you know when God is angry with you because you know what you done, don't you? Come on, tell the truth now to shame the devil. What did he say? Thine anger is turned away and thou comfortest me. Isn't that wonderful? Now I had to bring this here to you because he was angry with you through all of that. He done cut folks off and all of this that God has done for you. You can't praise him even when you made him angry too. Now he comforting you. Behold, God is my salvation, I will trust. Now here we are today. And I'll get to, there's a scripture I want to show you what he said. I hope I didn't miss it. Okay. When he told us that, okay, what he going to do what? Stomach. God. Can't hardly do it for that. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Now you're praising him. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. God has given us joy now, okay? He's given you joy after all of that. After you go through all of that, huh? Sing unto the Lord, I'm going to drunk now. For he had done excellent things, is known in all the earth. God has done excellent things in your life. You need to praise God right now, even though you are quarantined.
Amen.
You need to praise him because he's done great things for you already. You just didn't appreciate him enough to thank him in the good time. Now praise him in this time of chaos that's going on. When we can't even praise him together, we can praise him by ourselves. You do not have to have all those people to praise God. You can praise God all by yourself. You see what I'm saying? You can shout and glorify and magnify. Now, I'm just going to go, amen, and one scripture here. I want to hear what he says. See what I did with the scripture. 11. the 13 and 11. This is what he said. I want you to hear what's going on. And I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogancy of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Now, this is what God say he going to do. Do you think, I'm going to ask you the question, this is what I want to ask. Do you think that it's what God is doing now, what is going on? Because most people don't think that the judgment of God is passing, it's already began. Most people don't think that. Do you think so? You can call us and give us an answer, if you will. You can give us an answer if you will. But anyone want to call? You don't want to call? Well, I know you're silent. You want to remain silent, right? Well, when you want to talk, there may not be nowhere to talk. So now it's time to talk. Come on. Say something. Now I know there's somebody out there. Time to talk about it. Ain't that the name of this broadcast? It's time to talk about it. So let's talk about it. Do you think it's the judgment speaking? He said, and I will punish the world for their evil. Did you hear that scripture? Do you think that is in effect now?
Amen.
Okay, Deacon Michael, do you think it's?
Yes. Yes.
Bishop?
Yes.
You got to say louder.
Amen. Yes.
Okay. What about you? Do you not think it's evil that he's punishing for the evil of the world? Think about these earthquakes and these tornadoes, these all types of phenomenal things going on in the earth and in the waters and in the seas and the lands and what have you. Think about this thing, that's me. No, who is that? That's somebody. We dang. 6865, they got a call. Deceased again. Don't fall.
Yeah, come on there.
I don't know what it's
going on. Well, just ask.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Praise the Lord. For the question, do we believe that is the judgment? Yes, we believe it's the judgment of God is happening. He's judging the earth.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is there another? Hello. Is there another? You have anything? Well, do you believe it or not? You think you riding on a skateboard or something? What do you think going on? That's all. We just asking a little question right now. What do you think is going on? He say, I will punish the world. See there?
Amen.
And the wicked for the iniquity. The world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity. Now, nobody's exempt when there's wicked and when they are evil. I know we want to put them in heaven, and if the wicked die, we want to put them in heaven. You go to a funeral and they all preaching by. Oh, they're going to heaven. They done gone on into heaven. Tell the truth. You know they was wicked and you know they were evil and they were doing evil things when they died. How you going to put them in heaven? How would you do that? You can't put them there. See? You just can't do it. But we do it. And so what does that tell us? What's going to happen to us? By lying and want to make the rest of the people lie, sure did. They was good. They did good things. Jesus didn't say nothing about doing good things. He told you to be repent, be born again. Isn't that what he told you? He didn't tell you about the good things you're doing. A lot of people do good things. Hello? Huh? A lot of people, good people. We didn't say it bad, but they still haven't been born again. Huh? We told you about the Holy Ghost last evening on our Bible talk. We told you about the Holy Ghost, receiving the Holy Ghost. He specifically said, remember when he asked some say, well, Apollos knows, he asked Apollos, wasn't it, Bishop? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Have you believed the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, I got to ask you on here today, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Now, you can answer that. Have you? Okay, you can answer that. I know you don't want to answer that because you don't know. You feel like going to church is enough, is it? It is not it. See, we've been telling you this and telling this, trying to make sure you make it in. So nobody don't have to be lying on over you while you dead. Tell the truth. You's a born-again Christian, washed in the blood, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, don't you, look, that's what I want. And I'll repent every day trying to make sure I get there.
I know that's right.
See, trying to make sure I make it in. And Lord, help me. Is anything I don't know that I shouldn't be doing or I did do and I didn't repent and I didn't make up for it or whatever? Open my eyes. Make it clear for me to see. Because I don't want to be punished with the world. Do you?
Nope.
No. I got one witness say they don't want to be punished with the world. Okay. All right, then. Okay, y'all don't want to answer me. I'm going to turn on that. Deacon Michael.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As the apostle was saying as she was talking, you know, it's when we did the Bible study last night, a lot of this fell right back into place again. And we need, and those who were on know this, that a lot of things just fell right back in place. Like when she got to chapter 13, verse 11, and I will punish the world for their evil and the wicked for their iniquity, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Now, and what came to mind is how things are happening today. You can see all this happening. You can see who's evil. You can see who's terrible, and all of this is coming to light. Everything is stepping to the forefront that we need to see, and if you ain't never prayed, you need to pray better, pray more than you ever have. Okay, let me give a good example. South Dakota, people are dying all over. People are dying all over South Dakota. Started in the Smithfield factory. First they said it was only 25. Come to find out it's 500. Still won't tell the people to stay indoors. Them 500 people who attracted it was all over town. So what do you think happened? But the governor will not shut it down. Now, how would you do that, keeping it open, when everybody died? You ain't got nobody to govern. You just going to be there by yourself. So you all covered up and everything, protecting yourself while the other people gone. While all the other people is falling out and dying all around you. Then they got a town somewhere up there that don't even have a hospital. So what you think about that? They got the plant for Tyson Food. So that should tell you something. Okay. So that lets you know we got so much that's happening. There's so much going on. I mean, it's not just terrible, horrible, or however you want to call it, but it's all for a reason. God is getting our attention. He had mine a long time ago. I don't know about y'all, but he had mine a long time ago. You know, but we got to understand when the word is coming forth and telling us, our leaders have been telling us these things for years. But you know what? I think a lot of you didn't believe it. I think a lot of you thought everybody was crazy when they tried to talk to you about it. Yeah, I do. And now here it is coming up. And a lot of people feel sharp now. A lot of people put a lot of things on the devil unnecessarily. We need to see and stand up for what God is showing us and what he's telling us what he wants us to do, you know. And I was reading 14 and 13 in Isaiah. For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in the glory, every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of the house of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of the evildoers shall never be renowned. Now, never patronize the evildoers, okay? See, they have, as I say, they have no good intentions. Let's put you that way. The devil wants you no matter how he can get you. He can put fear in you so good till you go in his way, not the way of God. Because you're so afraid, you're going to run right into the devil's arms. We got to be aware of all these things. We got to be aware that God does protect us. But I think Apostle said earlier, do you believe that God will protect you? Do you have enough faith in him that he'll protect you? You know, I think me and Bishop were looking, I think me and, it was either me and Apostle, me and Bishop were looking Sunday where the preacher said he asked God, why do the good die with the bad? The way that is happening is the fact that among God reign on the just and the unjust. So that means sometimes to keep the balance, you know, it's that way. But there is such things as if that is happening, where do you think the good are going? And where do you think the bad are going? See, the good might be in a better place than we are at that moment when they're gone. We still here down here scrapping, fighting, and whatever else we can do to stay on top. The evil are on the bottom. But we're still stuck amongst all of this. See? So the good is in a better place than we are. If you want to look at it that way, but as the apostle said, you got to praise God and repent every day. That's a daily thing. That's a daily routine. To me, it's a nightly routine, too. Because you don't know what your mind was thinking during the day. You don't know what your mind was thinking during the day. Because once it be rolling around, you be thinking evil thoughts here and there to people and stuff and don't even know it. As the apostle say, you can be jealous of somebody else, of what they got, and you don't even know it till later on, and you be saying, why, I ain't got no car like that, you know. And you be saying it to yourself, so therefore you got to repent from the thinking that you're doing. And you don't even realize it, you know. And the thing we should say long time ago was, if you try to keep up with the Joneses, you're going to fall like the Smiths. You know, because we want to see everybody else's stuff. You know, as apostles say, you'd be looking out the window and see the furniture truck pulling up next door, and you getting jealous because they getting new furniture, and you ain't got none. Oh, and don't let them invite you next door. Oh, it's really on then. You know, so people look for things to accommodate themselves at that time.
Okay.
See, that's the time they want to be jealous of something. They want to have that. If you want that, go pay for it. Now, you can't get upset because they got new furniture. If you want new furniture, you get new furniture. Because you can always go to Babcock. Babcock will give you some credit. You know, go to Rooms to Go. You know, they'll give you something. But it's always a way to get what you need. Sometimes God is only going to allow you to get what you need. Because you can't handle the extra. A lot of people can't handle the extra. They don't know what to do. And I want to tell you, a lot of church people have that in them. Till once they get something, they don't forget about God.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even go to church and pray no more.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got what they want.
Mm-hmm.
When they lose it, Bishop will tell you, they be right back to church then. Asking God to get them again. God, please hit me up again. God turned his head on them, let them go about their business. You know, they got to work for it the next time. And they got to work hard for it the next time. Because who going to trust them? Pastor won't even trust them. They ain't throw nair dime in the offering. The only thing the pastor can do is pray for them. Tell them, Lord, help these people in their mind. You know, it's a lot of us who falls into that same trap. That's a trap. We have more traps that's coming at us than you'll ever imagine. Because as we said about a week ago, I said, the devil got more tricks than you can imagine that you can't even think of. And you be saying, oh, he can't pull no tricks on me. That's where that self-righteous come in at. When you said that, the devil already got you. That's because we have to look at what we're saying and thinking sometimes. We got to, I think Pastor Sharon said, we got to examine ourselves. There's a lot of things that creep up on us that we got to hurry up and repent about. Oh, Lord, get that away. Okay, I forgot about that one. Oh, Lord, I repent of that one. You know, because it might be some terrible things we done. It might be some terrible things we done in the past that we done suppressed inside of us, that we done pushed so far in the back of our minds we don't even dream about it. Until some situation come up and it flare up. Then we'll think about it. You can be watching TV and see the same situation you did way back. It might be on some kind of police show or something. You'd be saying, dog, I remember when I did that. Lord, please forgive me. You know, that's what happens. It's going to be shown to you again some kind of way. God got a way of bringing it back to you so you can repent of it, because you don't repent of everything else. You always say there's one more back there somewhere. There's some more back there somewhere. You know, there's some more skeletons in that closet, you know. So if you want to get them all out, you got to be honest. Don't try to be a terrible person, a horrible person, when someone is trying to help you. They're trying to help you get into heaven, get in the doors of the kingdom. God is always there waiting on us. But it's up to us, because we got free will. It's up to us. I think me and Bishop said a little while ago, it's always a yay and it's always a nay. But it's up to you. You're the only one can control your yays and your nays. But, you know, the day we got things happening, terrible things happening, I can't say horrible yet, but terrible things are happening all over. They done ran all the farm help out of the nation. Now ain't nobody there picking none of the farm stuff. The truckers can't travel from state to state because of the virus with the vegetables and stuff they can get. That should tell you something. The meat plant stuck up with the coronavirus. What can we say? That's the only thing we can say, Lord, have mercy. But God will show his people where to go. Trust me. God will show his people where to go to get what they need. It's going to be there. If you're one of God's people, God going to let you walk in the store and you're going to pick in what you need and you're getting up out of there. Say, God, thank you. Lord, thank you. That's if you got faith enough for it to believe. So right now I'm going to pass it over to Bishop Porter. And here is Bishop Porter.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And the word, amen, from Apostle and also Deacon Mike. And if they was ministering, I was looking at chapter 13, and I began to just meditate on verse number 11 that the apostle came from. And I will punish the world for their evil. Notice what the prophet said to the children of Israel. I will punish the world for their evil. And I think the question was asked, and we got one caller. And when a nation is under a reproach from an angry God, this is what happened. You can believe it if you want to, but it's going to it's here. Even with the stimulus check, you got it and still cannot enjoy it like you want to enjoy it. And the wicked for their iniquity. Now, if things get back to normal, will you still have the same mindset? Still want to entertainment? Still want to me, myself, and I, and my family, and no more? My job, and go back home, and forget about God? And this is what's going on, and I believe in my heart, from the east, west, north, and the south, and our nation today, God is opening up some blinded eyes, and he's unstopping deaf ears. Why you say that, Bishop? You say because his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. So the word is falling on good ground where it can grow. Somebody, man, is hearing the word of God. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And as I was looking here also in chapter 13, I want to go to verse 13 also. He said, therefore I will shake the heavens and the earth. Don't you think he's shaking it? And she'll remove out of her place in the wrath of the Lord of hosts and in the day of his fierce anger. God is upset when you don't acknowledge a true and living God, the one that gives you all that we have today. Come on, somebody. This mine, this me, I did this, I did that. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Oh, help me, somebody. Oh, I'm glad that I'm on the Lord's side. And do y'all believe that today? You know, you can't even raise your hand without God. How many woke up this morning and when your feet hit the floor, did you say, Lord, I thank you for a beginning of another day? Come on, somebody. You can go out the door. You can go in your yard. Yeah, you can go take a walk. You can go take a run. You can go to the park. But, oh, you can give God some praises. You can give God some glory. You can magnify him. Lord, I thank you. And it's a blessing. And I want to say to each and every one of you that are listening to the sound of my voice, you are beyond a miracle when you woke up this morning. All praise the Lord. Man, God's been good to us, and he has brought us from a mighty long way. But if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now when a nation is up under reproach for sin. I want to share this with you, and I'm going to give it to Sister Diane. Over in Romans chapter 8, we talked about it on last night. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 8, if you have your Bibles turned with me. And verse 8, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9 say, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You see that? Look what the apostle, amen, Paul is saying, amen, to you and I today. Praise God. If you have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You don't belong to him. Now, the question, amen, who do you belong to? You know, it's not but one of the two you can be under, either under the Lord or you're under the devil. Am I right? Verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, now I'll be talking to the believers. The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. He took it all upon him, all our sins, and made us righteous. Help me, somebody. Verse 11 say, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body. You got to have some in the inside. Praise God. Amen. And you're going to acknowledge God. You're going to ask God to have mercy. He's able to turn a bad situation and make some good out of it. He's able to turn a negative into a positive. He can do all these things. He can wave his hand and stop this virus with one wink of his eye. Praise the Lord. And, oh, I thank God for all of them that's on the front line. I thank God for the doctors and all those that's in the medical profession. He give them knowledge to work on these bodies. But, oh, you cannot do it without him, because he's the one give them knowledge to do, to work on these bodies and to find a solution to the problem. He did it in the beginning. Why you say that? Because he said, Adam, I'm going to give you the name every animal that you see. He gave it to Adam in the beginning. But the problem with man is when he wants to do it with, try to do it without God. Am I right? And I'm going to tell you again. He said, without me, you can do nothing. Somebody need to hear the word of God today. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. And this is what's going on. Before the virus even done stop, people want to drink more beer. Help me, somebody. Huh? See? See, instead of saying, Lord, have mercy, I'm talking about God didn't give them to be in a rightful age. Some people say they living on borrowed time, but I don't go with that. But it's nothing but God's grace and mercy. He say by 70, praise God, 70, that's 70. And by reasonable strength, 80. And when you live from 80 into your 90s, that's nothing but God's grace and mercy. And you want to drink more beer? Come on, somebody. And them wine? Huh? Come on, help me, somebody. Now, if the virus stopped, now where are you going to come out of the door and just go to church and serve the Lord and give God some thanks that is over? Huh? See? So let's think about the mindset. As I heard Deacon Mike say, it's time to look at the man in the mirror. Praise God. And quit pitching bricks at people's glass houses. And while you're pitching bricks, somebody pitching bricks at yours, and God got a rod at every, all of us. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, but if you live after the flesh, you should die. See that? But if you should, through the Spirit, do modify the deeds of the body, you should live. Now, death going to come. You ain't here to live forever. Help me, somebody. My Bible tell me it's appointed once for man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. You're going to leave here. You know how you came into this world, but you don't know how you're going to leave. See? If you would tell them that they left out of here because of the virus, they would have told you, I ain't going to die that way. I don't know how I'm going to go. You don't know how you're going to go. People talk about, I don't believe in God because I don't see him. Oh, you must be believing this virus. You're wearing a mask and got gloves on. Come on, somebody. Can you see it? No. But why you got a mask on? And they're telling you to wear it. Why? Because it's a deadly killer. See? But my Bible tell me don't fear. Amen. This the one that can just kill the body, but fear the one that can kill both body and soul. Am I right? Verse 14 says, for and as many
as I led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you on the Lord's side today?
Amen.
Ain't you glad about it?
Oh, yeah.
For as ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. But you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, we got a God that we can call on, that hear and answer prayer. He said, while you're yet calling, he will answer. He said, while you're yet speaking, he will hear. Ain't you glad that we serve a risen Savior? He's alive. How you know he's alive in me? Praise the Lord. Verse 16 says, and the Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. We feed off each other. Why? Because we are in Christ, and he's always there. He said, I never leave you, nor forsake you. Am I right about it? Verse 18 says, for I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which will be revealed in us. Oh, praise God. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who have subject the same in hope. Our hope is in the Lord, because the creature itself also should be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And my last verse, verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Praise God. He able to turn it around. But you got to look to him. It ain't Buddha. It ain't Sun Yat Moon. It not in Joseph Smith. It not in Muhammad. And it ain't Hare Krishna. It's in Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. Well, you can believe it if you want to, but I believe. I believe in the Lord who made the heaven and made the earth. Oh, you cannot separate them. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. And he said, if I be lifted up, he said, I draw all men unto me. I'm here to lift him up. Apostle here to lift him up. Deacon Mike here to lift him up. Pastor Sharon, Pastor George, they're here to lift him up. Praise God. City of victory going to lift because there is power in the name of Jesus. It's deliverance. Whatever we need is in that name. Oh, help me somebody. He's all right today. Praise the Lord. Praise God. He hear our cry, but now he searched the hearts of every man, woman, boy, and girl, knows what's in the minds of the spirit. So what about your mindset? Praise God. Is it going to just be business as usual? See? How you know you got a job if things, if the virus stops? They done closed a lot of them down. I mean, thousands and thousands of people are out of work. But God can turn it around. With one black-eyed eye, he can do it. God bless you today. Praise God. He's able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lies within us. Oh, I'm glad about it today. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the awesome word coming forth from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Deacon Michael today. Trusting that you got something out of it. I tell you, the word has been rich and continues to be rich in this day and in this time. So I'm trusting that you get that ear to hear the word today. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Share it with a friend today. You can even share the number with a friend today. And that's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also visit our Facebook page at Logian International Ministries, and you can click on the link, and you can also listen to the broadcast from there as well. You would like to bless the woman of God, sow a seed into her life, help continue to keep the broadcast on air. You would like to send a donation. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. That's LogianInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. And in the note box, you can say, I'm sowing this seed into Apostle's life. I'm sowing this seed, making a donation for the radio broadcast. Just make that notation in notes, what it is that your donation is for. Know that no donation is too small or too great. You can also send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed. Hope to hear you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Let God. let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.